This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan and lay the foundation stone of the 10,600 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister will do Bhumi Pujan of the rupees 10,600 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Prime Minister in the morning will interact with 25 meritorious students as part of the program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River in Guwahati aboard the cruise ship MV Swaraideo. After that, Prime Minister Modi will visit the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragaon in Guwahati in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement to pay tributes to the martyrs. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. The ministry asked citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. The Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive across Delhi and the NCR to curb air pollution with GRAP 4, the highest level of emergency curbs currently enforced in the region. We have more from our correspondent.
Under the measure, Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the state government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries face closure and over 1 lakh pollution under control certificates were issued in 3 days. The government conducted over 3,000 inspections, issued 12,000 challans and checked more than 16,000 vehicles. It also directed area engineers and district officers to maintain real-time supervision. With Rishu Jaiswal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill is not only beneficial for farmers and workers, but also connected to the development of villages in every aspect. He said this while addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the establishment of Chintan Shivir to bring together farmers, experts and agri-scientists for the formulation of schemes effectively.
We need suggestions for the new budget. We are also seeking suggestions for 5-year plan. No plan will be framed without the participation of farmers, scientists and experts who are the real stakeholders of farming.
In a significant boost to food security and logistics in Kashmir, the first ever food grain freight train of the Food Corporation of India is set to reach the Anantnag goods terminal today. The move will ensure uninterrupted supplies to far-flung areas of the valley. The train dispatched from Ajitwal Railway Station in Firozpur Division is carrying around 1,384 tons of food grains loaded in 21 bogie-covered wagons. Fog conditions in parts of northern India is affecting visibility and may lead to delays or changes in flight operations at select airports. Airports Authority of India has advised passengers to check flight updates with their airlines through official channels and allow extra time for airport travel and formalities. Second World Meditation Day is being observed today. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 21st of December as a World Meditation Day last year. The date was chosen to coincide with the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, which symbolizes introspection and inner calm. The observance was organized by India, Andorra, Mexico, Nepal and Sri Lanka, who sponsored the General Assembly resolution last year, designating the winter solstice December 21 as World Meditation Day. In cricket, India will face Pakistan in the final of the Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 10:30 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.